Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap-a-tony out of your listening-itude.
Yay. We're on psychedelics. Is the dog upset? What's wrong, buddy? It's just another podcast that you have to sit through.
Okay.
But she doesn't even understand it's a podcast. That kills me. How many shows have you sat through, intern? How many?
Slept through.
How many?
Well, I meant me.
Well, no. Okay. But she doesn't understand this is a podcast. That what we're saying to people.
She just knows it's time that she gets her fucking Kong toy.
That's right. Do you understand?
She's calling your agent.
People in Iceland, people in England, people in Pakistan, people in the Seychelles are listening to the crabs, possibly.
Oh, I never checked to see if we get downloads from the Seychelles, actually.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
Where was I? Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIV, you know, spell it, and on the Twitter, and then you can join us on our Facebook page and our sparsely attended by us Instagram.
Sorry, guys, you know.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here.
Yay.
And thank you again to those that do.
Thank you, Jeff Bezos, for all the money you ejaculate in all the little mouths of the people. Thank you.
Ew.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got going on in this world. Thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday.
Yay.
As they're picking up the pieces of that fucking storm.
Oh, my God. Fuck this. You know, fuck the South. And I mean this, no offense to the South, but go fuck yourself. Because I'm sitting there with my mom today. We're trying to come up with a plan. We're like, well, I guess we can stay for a level 3, for a cat 3. We can't stay for a cat 4. We just can't.
We kind of did. Sally was literally one mile an hour.
Yeah.
Under cat 3.
Yeah, but cat 4 is what I'm saying.
No, we kind of did stay for a cat 3 almost.
God, that's scary. Because that means it was.
But then it was like 100, like 110. And then the next level is 111 miles an hour. And. But the thing about Sally was that it was moving at 1 or 2 miles an hour. So it just hung above us and just pounded and pounded for hours. It was that's what was so horrific about it. I mean,
this one did that too, right?
This one was faster.
Oh, was it?
But bigger.
Yay. Yeah.
Bigger, stronger, faster.
I mean, maybe we're out of it for the season. Maybe we get lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, it's August.
Well, that's the accurate statement. Maybe we'll get lucky.
I mean, that's the only statement, really.
It's every year.
It's maybe we'll get lucky.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's worse than it was. It really is more than it was. It feels like it. It must be. I mean, fuck. It, Sally hit late in the season.
Yeah.
In October. I mean, fuck. I just don't remember storms being this big and this slow and the season lasting this fucking long. I don't know.
We do have the, oh, I didn't even start the headlines. I'm still fucking with the settings got so fucked up yesterday.
Oh, yes.
It sounded really weird, and I'm trying to.
Oh, thank you for fixing it. That kind of shit is a fucking TBD nightmare. By the way, I got my booster shot.
Ryan's got his booster shot, everybody.
Bam, motherfuckers. Bam. Come at me, bitch. Come at me. I got my booster. I got my booster. What does that mean? That means I am impenetrable.
No.
No one can fuck with me. You can't fuck with me, COVID.
Less likely to get sick if you get it, and less likely then to die if you get sick. But you can still catch and pass.
You know, the funny thing is, the CDC is like, booster shots for only the immunocompromised. But the truth
for another
is,
like week or so.
No.
From what I understand,
anyone in Florida, if you have your two shots and your 28 days, go get your booster shot. Do you know why? No one here has two shots right now. Walk right up, motherfucker. It's all available. There's plenty of boosters. If you're one of the few people in Florida with dose shots or you're vax the fuck up, go get your booster shot now. There's plenty. There's not even a line. You go, you talk to someone, they stick you in the arm because there's very few of us. It's an elite club. For only the immunocompromised.
Well, and to the anti-vaxxers, that means if you have your vaccine, you're immunocompromised.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you stick some more ivermectin in your asshole?
That works.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku. Mandikishiti
olora bashata. Dog.
You go get your vac. Go get your booster tomorrow. You can go get it. Me? Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, if you have your card, you don't have to go to Walmart. You can go anywhere. I got mine at Publix. They don't give a fuck. There's no one there. They're bored. They're people that give these boosters. They're just waiting. They're just waiting because literally, you and I have both our vaccines.
That's it. You went to Gulf Breeze Publix.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can go to
think it'd be different in East Hill Publix?
There's no rules in Florida. You have to keep reminding yourself.
Definitely different than Walmart.
Yes. You can walk into a grocery store here, no mask, a gun on your hip, and demand a booster shot, and they have to give it to you.
If you're white.
Oh, well, yeah.
If you walk in with a gun on your hip and you're black, you're getting dropped.
Yeah. God, you know, I was listening to, speaking of guns, I was listening to, so you were talking about the storm, this guy talking about the sheriff of some parish in Louisiana. He said he reminded people not to go out after curfew or you might be caught by people who might have to defend themselves against looters. You know what I mean? So it's like that subtle thing of don't go out. You might get shot by someone defending their property, which to me is code for, hey, guys, get ready to defend your property. Yeah.
They're the fat ones with the boners in their jeans, hoping to be able to pop a brown person or two and claim they were looting.
I mean, I'm listening. This is a sheriff said this. I forgot who. Some sheriff in Louisiana said that. And I was like, Jesus, do you really have to say that?
Well done.
Yeah, good job. Good job. You want to encourage these lunatic, drunk fucking Southerners to get out their guns. God. I think the gong.
Sound of gong.
I wonder what people are doing there for alcohol in Louisiana.
Oh, they're okay. They have reserves. Are you kidding me?
There's no fridge. I mean, we keep that shit cold.
Warm beers gets it just as drunk. Yeah.
I don't care.
HuffPo, commie pinko liberal, HuffPo. Says Biden fiery. Pans, quote, forever exit. Kept deadline to, quote, save lives.
Yay. You know, the thing is, I feel like anybody that follows Trump is, here's a big platter of shit that you're going to have to deal with the best you can. And it's a whole fuck storm. Enjoy. That's Biden's presidency, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's running around
putting out fires.
Yeah, literally.
He's got people.
In many cases.
And there's people in our government that are Trumpists. Still.
Yeah, yeah. DeJoy is still that the head of the fucking Postal Service.
Get in the fuck out of there.
They're working on
it. What the fuck you're working on?
I assume they're working on it.
Oh, my fucking God. You know, this reminds me of a storyline. This is what they should do to DeJoy. In Seinfeld, I don't know if you remember Seinfeld. It was on in the 1890s. It's very funny. George, a character, had a job with the New York Yankees. And they, for some reason, they couldn't fire him. So what they put him in the basement, and then they put asbestos in his office. And they did everything they could to get this guy to quit, and he never did. But they should do the same thing with DeJoy. They should do the same thing that that happened to George Costanza in that episode. Can't they just get... I mean, if you're the president, are you allowed to fire anyone? Can't you fire someone? I mean, it's his post office, right?
Well,
kind of.
But the rules say that he can't.
Oh, okay. I understand what's
happening.
He
can appoint.
Right.
But then it's like for a number of years. It's like the FBI. They want him to be kind of non-political, allegedly.
Yeah, let's be clear. Those are rules that what you're describing, those are rules Democrats follow. The other, they're not rules that Republicans follow. So here we are in a spot where the Democrats follow rules and the Republicans don't. We have the joy. Goddamn.
I don't know what you're suggesting, Ryan.
I'm suggesting we're in dystopia.
They want to get you in a dungeon.
Ooh, hopefully.
Wow.
All the dungeons in Louisiana are underwater. Underwater, all of them.
I'm not being a drama queen here.
That's one of my faves.
That I like the one where he, doesn't he yell war or something?
Oh,
war!
Hold on a second here.
That one appeals to me. I like that one.
Still navigating the, doing some organizing. But not my priority. This screen here, as it, when I ported over all the sound effects,
ported
all my drops. Where is war?
I tell you what, you click on one story about sharks on Facebook, and now to me, I'm living in a world where they're coming to get us. It's like every time I scroll, it's like gigantic a school of great white.
There was I have to forward to you. We got messaged a TikTok.
Oh yes.
It's all visual, but it's somebody's in one of those shark cages.
Fuck that. Yeah.
And it's the view is somebody standing up on the boat.
Yeah.
Aiming down at, it looks like maybe two shark cages down in the water.
Right.
And one of the shark cages all of a sudden starts like roiling and splashing and all this and moving around and all this shit's going on. And then all of a sudden it's like bashing around and tilting and everything. And then this giant shark comes out from the inside.
What?
Somehow it got inside, I think. I have to look at it again.
Okay.
But it comes out, and the poor thing looked like it might have gotten hurt, like beat up. It looked like it might have been bleeding.
Me?
But it finally,
the poor thing,
it finally writhed around and beat the shit out of this cage. It rolled out the top and then flopped away.
Was he okay?
And then they were zooming it. They zoomed in on the cage, and you can hear somebody saying, Was anybody in that cage?
Not anymore.
And then another person goes, yeah, my friend was in there.
Well, your friend's in the shark.
No. Like 10 seconds later, all of a sudden, the dude pops up. Okay, apparently.
I'm going to call the manufacturers of that shark cage. The little problem with the shark cage, the shark can get in the cage. And the whole point of the cage, I think, I'm no Jean fucking Cousteau. The point of the shark cage is to be sectioned off from the motherfucking sharks. Shark cage.
Right, I believe this was a kind of a fail.
Sucks. Like, that sucks. I would return that shit angrily. God damn, that's the one thing. That's the one thing your shark cage is supposed to do, is you keeps the sharks out of the fucking cage.
Yes.
So the shark got in the cage, and then the guy swam out. Fuck that. Oh my God, that's just horrible. It's really, it feels like, and maybe it's just the algorithm on Facebook, it feels like things are coming to a head with these sharks and alligators and predators. And I feel as if sometime soon we're going to have to figure out how to negotiate our space on the planet with these horrible predators a little bit more.
Yes.
Deftly. We're going to have to figure out how to not get eaten by them, I guess.
Yes.
More actively figure that out. It's not just a casual thing. I mean, that fucking alligator mauled someone or ate someone. A hurricane? Oh, I survived the hurricane. Ah, fuck it. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah. Fuck that. God, there must be something
nature
better.
Nature says, not so fast.
We are losing to nature. Did the vaccine, I mean the virus. I had 3 shots because of this fucking thing. And still I'm not totally fucking protected. Nature's like, fuck you, fuck you. Get in the water, fuck you. Ooh. Whoa, what's that?
That's a...
God, it's Jesus' zipper.
No, it's another one of those unidentified ones that I have to relabel.
Yeah, it's like you get in the air, you crash out of a plane, you get in the water, you're eaten by a shark, you walk around, you breathe in the virus. I mean, we really have to figure a way to contend with all this nature bullshit.
Yeah.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Shoot it! Yeah. Pow! Pow!
We gotta stop burning fossil fuels. Would
fuck
be
you.
A really great solution. I mean, that would have been great to do. I don't know. Let's say 40 years ago.
Yeah, but fuck that. You know,
when those motherfucking scum sucking dickwads of the oil industry started learning from their scientists that I think this is doing some bad shit to the environment.
It's bad to skull fuck the planet, shoot a bunch of water into the hole, and make a bunch of weird shit come up until we create earthquakes. Did you know that was bad?
Oh, well, wow. It depends. Are you making money from it, and do you live near it?
Well, I mean, we live on it.
Well, we do, but the people who are making money from it don't live anywhere near
right.
where the fracking is happening or where the oils are being dug. Huh?
We're still fracking.
Minimally. I think it, because the price of oil went down so low that it was no longer economically feasible because it costs so much to do.
Right. Well, hopefully you guys will get back at it soon.
My beverage.
Oh, shit. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. And I feel kind of like, if anybody gives a shit, just sharing my medical experience with the booster, I feel a little shitty, but not totally shitty.
Well, you just got it.
I just got it, yeah.
So
I shouldn't
tomorrow
feel,
you're going to feel
I shouldn't
shitty.
Feel anything right now. Maybe I haven't had enough coffee or something. Have a little bit of
I thought
headache.
It's going to be it's supposed to be like similar to the second.
Oh yeah.
So your arm might be sore and you may get the tireds and the
It's weird to get a shot while everybody's walking around you without a mask. It's really strange. I'm the only one
Look
who gets
at that
fuck.
Cuck over there getting those
fuck
shots.
You. Oh my God, it's Publix. It's Publix in Gulf Breeze, which is near Pensacola, which is a little bit more posh. The rednecks there that love Trump are a little bit more posh. Their trucks are nicer.
But they don't get the vaccine.
Fuck no.
They're spreadnecks.
Woo! Oh, that's a good one.
I can't.
Spreadnecks!
I can't claim it.
Spreadnecks,
I've seen
copyright,
it before.
Crab diving. Have you really?
Yeah.
Who said that? I haven't seen that.
I've seen it a few times. Yeah.
Who said that?
Trump's spreadnecks.
Yeah, that's a good one. Whoever said that first.
You know, it's one of those things that multiple people come up with independently.
You call that parallel thinking.
There you go. Biden fiery.
Yay.
President Joe Biden stood by his decision to pull American troops out of Afghanistan. By August 31st, saying his decision to do so saved lives. Quote, I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit. I mean, I get it.
What were we supposed to? I mean, you know, we have 9/11. It was a Taliban, right?
Yeah.
Al-Qaeda.
Right.
They did it. And so I guess we bombed them bombed the fuck out of them. Sure. They ran the mountains.
Well, kind of.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
That kind of it?
Yeah, yeah. But we didn't destroy them.
No. But they ran in the mountains.
Yeah.
And then we went up in the mountains. And they shot at us, and we shot at them. And then 20 years later...
And then we said, right.
They right.
Let's just keep this up for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just... I don't know. Is that... I mean, what do you do with Afghanistan?
I guess we'll see. I mean...
Because, you know, it's a hard... It's a depressive government. They do bad things to people.
But this is where it's going to be interesting that, you know... a bad analogy, but the dog finally caught the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, now the world is saying, okay, guys,
now
you've
what?
Got Afghanistan. What you gonna do? You've got major cities that you've got to get moving and keep moving
right.
with infrastructure and schools and water treatment plants. You know, this isn't. We'll see.
Right, and also. Well, I mean, our government, I'm not comparing us to Afghanistan, but we are oppressive. And we do bad things to people. So
I've got some cop stories.
Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of jackbooted fascist thuggy piggies running around the country doing God knows what to people. Who knows?
So, Monday, the U.S. had finally withdrawn the last of the troops.
Oh, shit.
From Kabul, officially ending America's 20-year war with Afghanistan. Since August 14th, the U.S. evacuated and facilitated the evacuation of about 124,000 people.
Damn! That's amazing.
Of whom 55,000 were Americans.
Yeah.
Between 100 and 200 Americans... who may still want to leave, remain in Afghanistan.
Is Richard Engel still there?
So, no, I don't...
Fuck out of there, Richard!
Who the hell knows? He may be.
Wait, listen, Richard, you don't need to... We get it. You're a badass. You go where the news is and all that shit. Go home. You and Jim Cantore, quit covering the stupid fucking weather. You go home.
Well, Al Roker. You
know what I mean? Al Roker, God. Jesus, dude. Duct tape me to a pole! I want to say happy birthday to Edna Smith, who's 100 years old. Oh! Al Roker here. Hey, everybody. 97 years old, still going. Listen, we got to get real for a second. If we're going to have climate change, we're going to have more of these fucking storms. That means we're going to have more of these fuckheads do these stand-ups in front of their camera. You goddamn vain-ass weathermen. You are risking the lives of your cameramen, your sound people, your producer, your whole crew. You got to make them stand there and watch you showboat. Shame on you.
I don't know that they're showboating.
Come on.
I guess. I mean,
what is the news value in somebody... Okay, I'm standing out in the rain...
Hey, look what you shouldn't be doing.
No, I mean, it's like, if I look out the window and it's raining, I'm like, oh my God, look at that, it's raining, holy shit. But then if I'm out in it, I'm, oh my God, it's raining, holy shit. There's no difference.
Well, maybe, you know what it's like here. You gotta show people that, wow, you shouldn't be out in this shit.
No, I don't know.
And if the weather guy is about to get killed by a flying bench or something, you better, it's probably, you know, maybe we'll stay inside.
You can't make these people do anything in their own interest. If they want to be outside in a hurricane, on their surfboard, in the water, these nutballs here, they're going to fucking do it.
Oh, remember Venice? They would...
Oh, yeah.
There was nothing that kept them out of the...
No, well, obviously.
Away from the surf.
No shit. I mean, there's sharks there the size of cars, and people are like, let's get some waves. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself! Think about it, what it would be like your last moments, and you'd be like, oh, it's so zen. You're crazy. I got somehow...
One with nature.
Fucking Mark Zuckerberg showed me a picture of these eight great whites eating a humpback whale, man. They will fuck you up, and they won't even fucking think about it. That's the thing. It's like a shark is eating you alive, and you're like, this is the most defining moment of my life. Will I live or will I die? This is the most...
They don't usually eat people. They usually accidentally
oopsie.
Get them. Yeah,
I bit your dick off.
They think you're a seal, and they bite into you, and they're like...
But that's the biggest moment in your life. That's your moment. You bested a shark. You survived. That shark, 2 seconds after he chews your asshole open, doesn't even remember. He's just going on to the next thing. He doesn't give a shit.
I will eat your leftist ass.
We're just so insignificant to nature. We just have to know that.
We're doing a really good job fighting back.
And run from it. You know what I mean? We've got to get away from nature. Fighting back?
Yeah. We're fucking up the planet. We're going to kill everything. Oh. We'll get them.
I think the planet's going to win. Ultimately, the planet will win, right? I mean, unless we make terraformers.
We do have also, I'm sorry, I was just doing a moment of monitoring the show that's going on.
See, moderation.
Check our levels.
Monitoring.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo is Biden. Yay. Biden sticking by what he said. I mean, it's a shit situation. It's just a shit show.
Fucking shitty.
The only solution would be to stay there forever because the Afghan government had utterly no interest, obviously, the government that was there in governing, because when we left, they said, all right, fuck it. Here you go, Taliban. Here's the keys.
Well, I mean, and also, I don't know, do they have any, how would they? Because the Taliban is going to roll in and they're going to say, hey, you can either let us govern or we're going to kill all of you. You know what I mean? I mean, there's not much of a chance. If you're talking about some army that we trained. We trained an army to fight the Taliban. It's been fighting for the last 3 million years in the mountains.
Sure.
I don't know. Fuck that.
Supposedly, the Americans scuttled as much of the equipment as they could before they left.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't know. This is just some colonizing shit on our part. Didn't go well, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, regime building. Yeah.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be.
You think regime building is a nice way to say colonizing? I mean, we're going to go down there. And what are we even doing? We go there. We're just like, okay, everybody, we want you to run America like we run it. If the cops can still beat the shit out of people, we're going to kind of have some due process. Maybe you can vote. I don't know.
Well, how come no country ever models their government after ours?
Because how would they? I mean,
no government has said, wow, you guys do that electoral college thing. That's a great idea.
You know what you do in America? You have one party where it's like, people are like, oh my God, let's just not have this country go to total shit. Let's just do what we can to keep it going. But I don't know, we're comfortable enough not to really get behind this Black Lives Matter shit, but we're going to kind of give it lip service. And then we have another country of straight-up white supremacists, party of straight-up white supremacists. Those are our two parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who wants that? You got a bunch of people that don't do much. I mean, they do stuff here and there. I mean, we do stuff. The Dems do stuff, but not enough stuff. And then the Republicans are Nazis. It's an interesting pairing.
Headline over at the Drudge Report: Biden defends forever war ends. So the same headline.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Ida aftermath: no power, no flights, and scant drinking water.
That's America.
Hundreds of thousands of Louisianans sweltered in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida today, with no electricity, no tap water, precious little gasoline, and no clear idea of when things might improve.
Oh, my fucking God. We gotta get a plan to get the fuck out of this motherfucker.
Long lines wrapped around the block formed at the few gas stations that had fuel and generator power to pump it. People cleared rotting food out of refrigerators. Neighbors shared generators and borrowed buckets of swimming pool water to bathe or to flush toilets.
My fucking God. Where are we? What year is this? What century are we in? What is happening with this planet?
New Orleans officials announced 7 places around the city that people could get a meal and sit in air conditioning.
7?
Yeah. And, 7. You know, keep an eye on the elderly and stuff like that. And the shut-ins, people that, you know, your neighbors. And so you probably fucking hate them, but you don't want them to die in there.
Well, also, some people don't even know where their people are.
Oh, right. There's
no cell service.
A lot of people missing, yeah.
Yeah.
The governor's office said discussions were underway about establishing cooling stations in places where people on oxygen could plug in their machines.
Jesus.
They're working to set up places to distribute food, water, and ice. More than 1 million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi, including all of New Orleans, were left without power when Ida slammed the electrical grid Sunday with its 150-mile-an-hour winds.
Holy fuck.
Knocking down a major transmission tower, knocking out thousands of miles of lines and hundreds of substations. That's what...
Damn!
The war zone was here. It was all the substations the poles. It just went kaboom.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. Wow, what do we do? What are they doing for power for a month? Are they just...
We'll see. I mean, we'll see if they're as bad as, like, Texas. Right, getting shit back on. Yeah, I mean...
The thing we don't have that Texas had is Trump isn't going to show up in Louisiana and go, is that your boat? Is your boat?
I mean, a Cat 4, you know, I'm not... gonna fault them for the power going out. I mean, yeah. I don't know what you could do. Bury the lines. Well, but the water table, you know, I mean, New Orleans is fucking underwater, isn't it? Technically, I mean, yeah, they have levees.
I heard the governor touting the levees, that the levees worked well.
Oh, well, there you go.
But this country's infrastructure is shit, so.
Sure.
But what I mean, you know.
And the Republicans keep wanting to hold up the infrastructure bill.
Yeah, these dumb fucking Republicans. You guys need this infrastructure. Live in the fucking South, right next to the Gulf of Mexico, you dumb fucks. Jeez.
Also, stuck in New Orleans were tourists who didn't get out before the storm.
What in the shit is your fucking
The airport canceled all incoming and outgoing commercial flights for a third day. With lack of power and water meant no air conditioning or restrooms.
Get me the fuck out of here. You got to drive out. You got to drive out of there. That's how you do it. Right?
Yeah.
Walk out. Take your shit. Get out. How horrible. That's crazy what you just described. I mean, we are not a third world country. I'm just reminding you. We're not. Okay.
In what areas?
What anybody says.
In what areas?
The country.
Prove or not.
You know, Louisiana's in the midst of a pandemic, isn't it?
Sure.
They got a lot of COVID. Yeah. Now, so there's a lot of COVID, no water. No water, no power. No water, no power, but COVID. See? We can't beat COVID. COVID is hurricane proof. You can't hurricane away COVID, but you can hurricane away people.
We have other. I don't know what you want. Something.
You want something on that.
Something
fucking
on that
shelf,
but
there's got to be food up there.
There's nothing up there for you.
Why is she doing that?
She's
bad. What do you
shit.
Want, buddy?
This is was great.
Yay!
God, there's a couple things going on in Australia that are interesting.
Right.
Animal
related.
This is, Rupert Murdoch is one, so yes.
What a fuckhead.
But this is Australian journalist Sarah Ferguson.
Right.
Got an interview with Sidney Powell.
Okay.
And it was like one of these Barbara Walters sit down, like they were in Sidney Powell's living room, it looked like, and right. She had her dog in her lap and stuff, and she was there was footage of her like when they're setting up with her dog. She's like,
poor fucking dog.
My dog.
God, hey dog, your owner is an insurrectionist.
And here is I guess the whole interview.
Holy shit.
So you could tell how things went.
Uh-oh.
Because it's a couple minutes long, but we'll break in, but it's really only 2 minutes and 20 seconds long.
Damn!
Sydney gets pissed off.
Okay.
To meet Trump loyalist Sidney Powell.
Sure. Oh, yeah. He's a big ear guy.
Let's get a few simple facts straight. In how many states were Smartmatic machines and software used in the 2020 election?
I don't even know the exact numbers.
But you were making some big statements, very dramatic, critical statements about Smartmatic. You must have known what their involvement was in the election.
Oh, you'd have to go look at our complaint against with respect to the four states that we filed legal complaints in to get the details of that.
So, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just look at the shit that we gave you to get the details.
What the fuck else should she be interviewed about, though? You know what I mean? Like, when you know your shit.
And she's not being combative, the journalist.
She's asking her questions about what you would actually think, Sydney, that someone, I don't know if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, you would think that someone like you would want this journalist to ask these questions so you can make your case to the American public, you fuck.
A Google search would have shown you that Smartmatic was operating in one single county in California.
Well, I'm saying I think their involvement's probably a lot bigger than that.
What research or fact-checking did you do at the time to...
So they accused Smartmatic of flipping the votes in several states, but Smartmatic was only used in one county in California. All the rest were Dominion.
And
Sydney, who heard her, she said, well, you know, I think it was they were much deeper than that.
This is a British journalist?
Australian.
Okay, I don't know what they're like over there.
It's sharks down there.
In Britain, in the UK, they in Australia, are they like journalists in the UK? Like, you know, British journalists don't generally take a lot of shit.
Oh, I don't know, but it sounds like maybe. Like, yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I kind of just flabbergasted. Like, what else is Sidney Powell supposed to talk about?
I don't know what she thought she was going to get across, right?
Right. I don't know anything about the thing that I'm...
Well, we're shocked that Sidney Powell doesn't have...
I mean, you are overthrowing the country. I mean, that's what you're trying to do.
Smart decision-making skills to not take this interview? Maybe they paid her a shit ton of money and she's got legal bills.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know what they do down in Australia or what...
What's up with these coups where people who are involved in the coup don't know anything about the coup of which they're trying to coup? Like she didn't know anything.
Well, right.
So, like, what?
We've got to check our complaints that we filed.
We must overturn the election! Why? Check the complaint!
Yeah, read it!
Check the complaint!
Mike Lindell's going to have the information out any day now.
Look at Mike Lindell's PowerPoint that he fucking manufactured out of his fucking asshole.
Which would have shown you that Smartmatic was operating in one single county.
I guess that's a little hostile.
A single
Google search would have shown you, she says.
I know. But
then Sidney Powell, I mean, that's one of the things that she's in trouble for that judge cited was this specific case. Was, you know, you guys are filing lies.
Right.
That... Even if you think it might not be true, you did zero due diligence to vet the information.
But you're filing it, right? That's something. But
if Rudy said, Smartmatic was used everywhere, and that's what you're basing your lawsuit on.
Well, it's Rudy.
I'm suggesting you might hit Google.
Wait.
I don't know it was Rudy, but...
Right, but you can't cite... Rudy is not a realistic, like a citation.
Well, nobody is. If you're filing something that's going to go in front of the Supreme Court, potentially...
What's a better citation? Excuse me. What's a better source, Rudy or QAnon?
Right.
...in California.
Well, I'm saying I think their involvement's probably a lot bigger than that.
What research or fact-checking did you do at the time to find out what Smartmatic's actual involvement in the election was?
Do you work for Smartmatic?
Look at that. Right there. Here we go. Wait a second. What fact-checking did you do? Do you work for Smartmatic?
Were you ever in the school paper journalism classes? Are you taking
Sure, yeah.
Okay. You know, in journalism,
also a director in the AV club.
Oh, good. Well, great. Then I'm talking
video journalist
to the right person. In the journalism deal, there's who... Right? We got who, we've got what, we've got when, how, And what's is where is where one?
Those are all.
And we're all in the ballpark there. That's all this person is asking Sidney Powell. It's not like anything.
What did you do to vet the information about Smartmatic? Oh, do you work for Smartmatic?
What are these? This person's asking, no. What are you doing?
You filed a lawsuit that said Smartmatic flipped multiple states, yet we know that Smartmatic was only in one tiny county in one state. So
you're the deep state.
What kind of vetting of your information did you do? Oh, fuck you. You're a communist pinko liberal, obviously.
Yeah, you're a fuckhead. Listen, these fucking maggots, they're fucking impossible. And Sidney Powell's a maggot.
Oh, bad shit.
God damn.
You work for Smartmatic.
What Smartmatic's actual involvement in the election was.
Do you work for Smartmatic?
You've made an allegation against Smartmatic that they stole a presidential election. I think it's incumbent on both of us to know what Smartmatic's involvement was. It seems like a pretty foundational fact.
I mean, I'm confused right now about why you're here.
Because you made a series of very strong allegations against Smartmatic and against Dominion, containing many errors of fact. Do you accept the fact now that the company that you accused of stealing a national election only operated in one county, in L.A., in California? One county, one state.
No, I'm not prepared to accept that fact. I think Smartmatic's involvement was far more significant than that. Do I think they're trying to minimize their involvement? Of course I do.
by not having had it. They're trying to minimize their involvement because they never had any.
I just want to know if this British person is used to...
Australian.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, Australian person, are you used to interviewing these people in America? Because a lot of it is like this. I'm sorry to tell you. It's going to be more of the same.
Right,
okay,
right.
So. One state.
No, I'm not prepared to accept that fact. I think Smartmatic's involvement was far more significant than that. Do I think they're trying to minimize their involvement? Of course I do.
You said that Smartmatic owns... Dominion. How do you justify such a basic factual error?
A basic factual error. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that meaning she's saying
they don't.
Why are you lying?
Right.
Why are you lying?
Like you can see the legal filings that they're not related. They may have worked together. I think wasn't the story they worked together once on one. Election or something or whatever, but and of course the maggots are all like, look, they're the same thing. That's proof.
Yeah, yeah. And the maggots are there. They always say they hear stuff like that. And you say, well, here's the evidence. They go, yeah, but you know what's really going on.
Your evidence. Where'd you get that but from? You know. Where'd you get that from? MSNBC. I'm sitting around. CNN.
Yeah. I'm consulting Mark Taylor, the fireman prophet. I'm going to see what QAnon shoots out of his asshole every now and then.
Lord told me, Ryan, that. Joe Biden is the left testicle of Satan himself.
Hey, Mark, I hope you're not a parent.
Oh, he's got, you know, he's married. Oh, yeah,
tons of fucking kids. Yeah. Nutty kids.
Dominion, how do you justify such a basic factual error?
I'm going to stop this interview. It's wholly inappropriate in the litigation that we're in.
But we're not even in the area of great dispute. These are the simple facts of who owns what.
No, we're done.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Right, because the simple facts are what she lied about. So that's why she's getting up and leaving.
She wants to know.
She is right. She's like, I can't talk about this shit. Yeah. I'm being sued.
She wants to know why you would lie about something that's so painfully obvious. It's an obvious lie.
Yeah.
And so... But to this British journalist, I'm kind of confused. What do you want?
Australian.
Oh, God! I'm sorry. What do you want this person to say to you?
You're miscontinent.
I know, but what do you want Sidney Powell to say to you? Sidney Powell's going to be like, you're right! You're right, Australian.
I totally
journalist.
Fucked up. I can't believe I did that shit.
I'm lying. Fuck you.
I just have to let you know I am high as fuck on my prescription medication all the time.
I'm on ivermectin. Pow.
It's wholly inappropriate in the litigation that we're in.
But we're not even in the area of great dispute. These are the simple facts of who owns what.
No, we're done. I'm sorry.
These are facts.
When we are in litigation against me personally...
I understand that, but we're...
billions
Yes,
of dollars.
I understand that these are very serious allegations.
Thank you very much.
But these are also very...
So she walks out. But she, for a moment there, it looks like she's lucid. She's like, yes. Look, I'm in litigation for billions of dollars.
If you think I'm going to say something that's going to cost me billions of dollars. See, but she can't say she lied, right? Because then somebody will say, oh, well, you just said on this interview with this Aussie person that right. Whatever the fuck.
She's a lawyer. She shouldn't be doing any interviews. She yeah. should know that shit. Any lawyer would tell any client, shut the fuck up. Stay off television.
That's true. But this isn't any lawyer. This is Sidney Powell.
I'm there.
We don't know what
she's read to Kraken.
I mean, is she a real lawyer?
So they wooed her back.
To the interview?
For a brief time.
Who? What? Oh, God. Could you imagine?
After some discussion, Miss Powell agreed to answer more questions.
Now she's got her dog in her lap, motherfuckers.
I got my dog. Poor dog.
Miss Powell agreed to answer more questions.
I'm highly skeptical of how long this is going to last.
Claiming her legal issues prevented her from talking about the voting machine companies. All of the organizations who had the responsibility to check the nature of this election and to verify its results say there was no fraud.
That's the propaganda they're putting out. I disagree with that completely, and we have and will produce additional evidence that shows otherwise.
Any day now.
You'd think you'd want to do it sooner than later. I mean, right. If you want Trump reinstated, I mean, what? How?
You know how to not get sued for $1 billion? Produce that evidence. Yeah. That's real easy.
And I'm sorry, this is going to be the lamest coup ever. It's going to be like the last day of Biden's term, and he's like, we're going to reinstate Trump right now for a day.
Any day now.
And we have and will produce additional evidence that shows otherwise.
What you're describing is a massive countrywide fraud involving the FBI, the DOJ, the Department of Homeland Security, the organizations who certify elections, and on, all the way up to the Attorney General, and thousands of local election officials. Are you saying that thousands of Americans participated in a fraud?
I am saying that thousands of Americans had some role in it, knowingly or unknowingly. It was essentially a bloodless coup where they took over the presidency of the United States without a single shot being fired.
Who's they in that sentence?
I don't know who all the they are. I would really like to know the answer to that. But it's a significant number of they, and they knew exactly what they were doing, and they planned it for at least 3 years. You this was no accident.
Do you ever hear yourself and think that it sounds ridiculous?
Bam! Oh,
let her go boom, for boom, like a minute.
Boom, 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 bam!
Let her go for a minute and then just...
Left.
And they knew exactly what they were doing, and they planned it for at least 3 years. This was no accident.
Do you ever hear yourself and think that it sounds ridiculous?
No. I know myself very well. I've been in me a long time. What? I know my reputation. Oh. I know my level of...
Blah!
I've been in me for a long time. I am not ridiculous.
No.
Boy, give this journalist. So
kudos to Sarah Ferguson, the Australian journalist.
Good day, Sarah. Well, you get a wallaby, or what are you getting in Australia for good journalism?
I don't know.
What
like the golden roo? Or we'll you give know, you, the, oh, the golden yeah. panda? No, not panda.
Pandas.
The golden koala.
God, what a nightmare. Pandas over there, they last 2 seconds. Crocodile eat their ass. Or a shark.
The, let's see, we got...
The panda bears don't swim.
What?
Bears swim, right? Bears swim, but not pandas. I've never seen a panda swimming. And in the zoo, they never have like a water that they're allowed to swim in. They usually just
don't
have...
They? Well, maybe they don't like it. Maybe they just like bamboo.
We really do have to do something about these zoos for years in Atlanta.
Yeah, not a fan.
The Atlanta Zoo, they had Willie B, which was kind of like an iconic zoo animal in Atlanta. It was this gigantic gorilla. And generally... He just lived, I think, in a glass enclosure with a nice tire swing.
Yeah.
Which is different than the rainforest or wherever the fuck they're
Xanax
from.
Mixed in with the gorilla chow.
Why? You know, the thing is, it's not like you can't go touch it, right? You can't touch the fucking gorilla.
Well, no, yeah.
You look at it.
Right.
Why don't we just have a picture of it?
Well, yeah.
A nice picture.
We do, yeah. VR, it's what, VR is going to liberate the animals, hopefully, from the zoos.
Yes. I think the storms will.
So, in the same theme.
Yay!
We'll switch from Sidney Powell.
To shark attacks.
And talk about, this is very bizarre.
Okay.
So, this, the Mesa County,
ooh,
Colorado,
oh, okay,
clerk is apparently a raging fetid maggot.
Ugh.
And spreader. she's out of her mind.
Ugh.
So much so that now the Colorado Secretary of State,
hello,
has filed a lawsuit to try to prevent this county clerk and recorder,
okay,
from having her authority over elections.
Okay.
Because they're asking to have this Mesa County clerk and recorder, Tina Peters, right, removed as the designated election official in that county.
Because she's a Nazi?
Well, yeah. And
that makes sense.
But she also is being investigated for participating in activity that led to the release of election system hard drive images,
okay,
and password to election fraud conspiracy theorists, including Ron Watkins, a leading QAnon guy.
Wait.
So she was like, we're going to get copies of this election stuff her experts. But she didn't, like, get authorization or anything. She just kind of made the decision, I think.
Why?
To let them investigate the fraud in her county, right?
Oh, so she's a believer.
100%.
Oh, well, she has issues. She doesn't need to be in charge of this. She needs to be in a group somewhere taking her meds.
So, her name is Tina Peters.
Yay.
It's the subject of an investigation by the Secretary of State, as well as separate criminal probes.
Ooh, yes.
by the 21st Judicial District Attorney and the FBI.
Right.
They're still investigating.
Yes.
Peters is a Republican adherent of debunked claims.
This person believes in a lot of things that aren't true. Obviously untrue, right? Good.
And she has refused to cooperate with investigators from the Secretary of State's office. She is now, Ryan, reportedly out of state in hiding.
Ooh.
Under the protection, though.
Oh, come the fuck on.
Of a very rich and powerful person. She's protected behind a giant wall of pillows.
Oh my God, Mike Lindell.
She's under the protection, yeah, of My Pillow.
Are we sure
CEO,
it's protection? Is she not Lindell tied up somewhere?
She was a featured speaker at the Cyber Symposium.
Wow, how do you get that gig? How do you get that fucking gig?
Wait,
she can't have this job then.
Well, that's what the Secretary of State's trying to tell everybody.
Fucking insane. This is like you're fighting the Empire and you're like, hey, guess who our new comptroller is? Darth fucking Vader.
She is the subject also of at least two ethics complaints related to her participation in the Lindell event.
What do you have to do to get fired?
The complaints accuse Peters of violating the state's ban on gifts for government employees and elected officials. He's housing her. He's hiding her in a hotel.
And pillows. And pillows, though. How much are those pillows? $250 bucks? That's a gift. Not appropriate. Yeah, just fire this person. This is easy. I don't understand this shit. Fuck it.
So on August 17th, the Secretary of State designated a new supervisor.
Super.
Mesa County Treasurer Sheila Reiner, as well as a three-person advisory committee to oversee elections in this nut job's place.
Yay!
The advisory committee includes state reps.
Right.
And a former Secretary of State.
Okay.
Another county clerk. In opposition to the order, though, the county commissioners voted to reject this new leader. And appointed Secretary of State Wayne Williams to oversee it.
Okay.
But now Williams and Reiner have agreed to work together as a team.
Okay.
So Mesa County is Trump country, USA. Oh, they're God. Bad shit.
This is Colorado, not Arizona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. But you know what it's like.
The Colorado Springs is nuts. That's where that fuckhead is
Gordon
from.
Clinging
yes,
shit.
Yes, Clinging shit. Captain Chappies.
In the order, the Secretary of State also prohibited two clerk's office staff members accused of involvement in the election breach from any role in the elections.
Wow.
So it seems like they've succeeded in taking this idiot and some of her minions in the clerk's office away from the election when she was like, oh, yeah, here, I believe there was fraud. Here, here's a copy of the flash drive or flash, you know, whatever the fuck it was.
How
flash
often is this drive happening?
Copy.
You know,
huh?
Does this happen a lot in our government? Do we know of?
I don't know. Who knows what's going on?
That's crazy.
But they're only getting away with it in the places where it was ridiculously Trump country. So,
right.
Are they going to find fraud? What are they going to say? Trump actually didn't win?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think
those eight vote for Biden. Were
I don't think
fake?
That's going to happen. I think this just general distrust of government.
Oh well, then, yeah, that's what plays into that. Putin's shit. Goal is to
Putin wants nobody to get vaccinated, nobody to vote,
and that silly democracy stuff.
Everybody's peeing on everybody in Putin land. Nobody's voting. Nobody's taking any vaccine. Everybody's got that ivermectin.
So sad about my second home state of Wisconsin.
Yay!
Republican Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson.
God damn! Hey, listen to me, Wisconsin. Are you fucking shit-faced when you vote? Are they shit-faced? Who the fuck goes and I'm gonna vote today? I'm gonna fill in a dot for Ron fucking Johnson because I'm shit-faced and I'm drugs.
I think we have audio. Ron Johnson.
We just wanted to talk to you about the audience.
That's really obnoxious.
I'm the only guy that had a hearing on the irregularities of which is great. So, but also understand, you know, I come from the accounting world. An audit is what you define it to be. I mean, people think there's some magic thing called a forensic audit. In my mind, I know what things I would concentrate on.
So basically, if you can hear through that shitstorm, Ron Johnson said, I really do think there's too much concentration on the machines. We have paper ballots. We have machine logs. We've got the machine totals. We should be focusing on that. And then we should be focusing on the Wisconsin Election Commission, the balloting in the park, the curing of the ballots.
The what?
What Zuckerberg did.
Yes.
Central counting in Milwaukee. I've also talked to Sidney Powell.
Oh, have you?
And Russ Ramsland. I don't know who that is. I've met with those guys.
Ooh, yeah. Have you?
Here they explain at Newsweek. Ramsland is a failed congressional candidate who has also pushed voter fraud conspiracy theories.
Perfect. You fit right in, Ramsland. Good
so
for
the,
you,
the idiot whose interview we just played is who the Wisconsin senator, current sitting senator, is consulting.
That's fucked up.
Because he supports a full audit of Wisconsin.
Shit, yeah.
Just like they're doing down there in Arizona.
Yeah, okay. So what do you want to do? Take apart all the voting machines? Touch everything? Fuck everything up? You can't even use the election, the voting machines in Arizona after they got done with them, these fuck faces. Are they going to let the cyber ninjas into fucking Wisconsin?
I mean, who
knows? In Georgia and all these places?
Who knows who they're going to hire?
Hey, Biden, excuse me. Can we just say to the cyber ninjas, go fuck yourself. We're done with you. Why are they still here? Why are we allowing
that's what, it? Yeah, that's what Arizona was finally doing.
Can we, are we not allowed to say no to anything or do we just get fucked?
They asked for another, the crazy Republicans asked for another round of like hard drives or something like that.
Oh,
or, and
my
they were like,
fucking
and,
God. And
they literally told them to fuck off. The governor said fuck off. The Secretary of State said fuck off.
Hey, Republicans, here's the hard drives I want. Yours, motherfucker. You want hard drives? Let's get your hard drives. Let's see what your asses are up to. We're looking for hard drives. All these fucking GOP motherfuckers. They're all like human trafficking, doing all kinds of crazy shit. And they want other people's hard drives investigated. Please. Matt Gaetz is calling for a full investigation of the election.
Exactly.
You rapist.
This is Trump's America. And maybe you can guess the state.
Oh, Florida?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I just...
Go ahead and ruin the... I couldn't even find the drum roll in time.
This fucking state! God, I was putting stories on Facebook, and every story is Florida, Florida, Florida. God.
The, yes.
Okay.
Could you aim that at your mouth somewhere, please? Thank you.
It was.
The... DeBerry Diner? DeBerry, Florida?
I don't know.
Do we know where DeBerry, Florida?
I don't know where this horrific place is that you're speaking of.
D-E-B-A-R-Y. D-E capital B-A-R-Y.
Oh, God, okay. High maintenance rednecks.
Is
DeBerry.
A northern, 20 miles north of Orlando.
Have fun. Come here, boy!
Near Deltona?
Deltona!
Does that sound familiar?
No.
Seminole State Forest.
Yeah, this is the place you drive through.
Gemini Springs Park.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
Rock Springs Run State Reserve.
Yeah, come here. I'll show you where John Travolta takes his plane off.
Oh, it's right on Lake Monroe.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or near Lake Monroe.
I'll drown you.
And Fort Florida.
Right. Northern Central Florida is really nice this time of year with all the snakes and alligators.
So this is DeBerry. There's a restaurant in DeBerry.
Really?
that the DeBerry Diner is now making headlines.
Yay.
For a sign in their window.
Holy fuck. It is okay.
Ready?
Yes.
If you voted for and continue to support and stand behind the worthless, inept, and corrupt administration currently inhabiting the White House that is complicit in the death of our servicemen and women in Afghanistan, please take your business elsewhere. God bless America and God bless our soldiers.
Hey, well, thank you for that, because now I know to not go in there. I'll go get my eggs somewhere else, you fucker. We'll get sunny side up somewhere else. God.
The owner doesn't give a shit, sticking by her asshole-itude.
Eat my dick.
She said she's been running Angie. What's her name? Angie Ugarte? She's been running it for 5 years. She said a lot of her regular customers are vets. She's got an entire wall in the diner dedicated to members of the military.
Okay. That's nice.
She blames Biden for the recent deaths in the Middle East. And she said, if you really, really stand behind what's allowed this to happen and the way it happened, which is unnecessary, then I really don't want to be associated with you in any way, and I certainly don't want your business.
Wow. Okay. I disagree with you. I think a lot of this is Trump's fault, but... I guess I won't be having the country fried steak. I go to Yogurt Land, you asshole.
And she does, has had mixed reactions. She said she's had people come to the door, look at it, and turn around and leave.
Well, they're doing exactly what you're asking.
And then she said she's had people come into the kitchen while I'm cooking saying, I love your son. People in the area they asked didn't seem to be real big fans of it. Well, I wouldn't go there. I don't appreciate it, one resident said.
Right.
Another one said, she has the right to not let anybody in the restaurant.
But that's weird for business. I have a restaurant that I'm not letting anyone in.
Okay. But you kind of don't.
You kind of don't want.
You can't keep somebody out.
I thought you had the right to refuse anyone service.
Yeah, but you can lie about the reasoning.
You can't say it's because you voted for Biden.
Right, I would think.
Yeah.
That would be a protection under the Civil Rights Act.
But this is
Florida. You definitely can't by race.
We have that here.
reluctantly in areas.
We have civil rights.
Yeah.
You know, Shelby, I didn't know that. We have civil rights in Florida. You have that in Alabama when you live there?
Well, we're supposed to have civil rights Florida.
Yeah. Not a lot of civility here. A lot of guns. A lot of COVID. A lot of sharks. A lot of guns. Snakes.
A lot of churches.
A lot of spread necks. Tons of spread necks. They're all spread necks.
And now we're going to get hit with a fucking heat wave.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say a fucking hurricane. Oh, good. Heat wave's fine. Oh, fuck it. You know, it's going to be uncomfortable.
But
okay.
How about New Orleans?
Oh, shit.
The last time I was in New Orleans, it was miserable. It was so hot and humid.
The trick to beating the heat wave is never, ever moving out of the air conditioning. Never.
Oh, you're saying from the Midwest?
Yes.
Never move from the Midwest.
Where are you supposed to
live?
But
then you get blizzards and shit.
Yeah. Where are you supposed to live that's reasonable these days, though? That is affordable. Really? That's the great thing about climate change. It will make the cost of living down here cheaper. It must, right? Because no one will want to live here, right?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
And it'll be cheap. We'll just have, like, gills growing out of our necks and things like that. Tails.
Because
we're going to have to adapt to deal with the changing environment. That's what nature does, okay. Correct? So if we're going to be partially submerged in water to our knees for a bit, then maybe we'll create some webbing around our feet. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Like Waterworld.
That's kind of the hope, right? The hope is that we evolve a little more. Like, you know, we were able to live underwater. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how we're gonna contend with this climate change.
Edward Zoll is no longer employed here. I never discuss personnel matters on air, but I must say something since Edward was a public face of True News for 5 years. There were a number of issues that led to us parting ways today, but the deciding factor was the controversy involving Mr. Mike Lindell's cyber symposium.
God damn. There are ripples going, you know, radiating outward from
in the bat shitosphere, yeah.
Thank God, what these guys really, you guys need to get along, you know, I guess.
As you recall, Mr. Lindell's security team told him that True News brought into his event a member of Antifa. And we were totally shocked and puzzled by the accusation. Mr. Lindell and I held several long telephone conversations, and we shared and compared documents. What we discovered was that Edward Zoll brought along with him a man and his girlfriend. The man had applied earlier for media credentials to the cyber...
I don't know what the hell is going on.
What is this about? This is a man and his girlfriend.
They sent True News. They didn't go themselves. Rick didn't go himself to the symposium.
Yes.
So, and they didn't even send third banana. They sent like fourth and fifth bananas.
That's it. That's insulting.
And one of these guys, Edward Zoll, Zall.
Yay.
Apparently, we're about to learn from Rick.
Yes.
Somehow, I don't know, there were shenanigans with this Mike Lindell bullshit.
Right.
What we discovered was that Edward Zoll brought along with him a man and his girlfriend. The man had applied earlier for media credentials to the cyber symposium, claiming to be under contract with True News, which was a blatant false statement because there was no contract between him and True News. I'm the CEO. Nobody else signs contracts. It was that man that the Lindell...
a little sneak peek inside the machinations of True News.
I'm the CEO. I'm the one that signs contracts at True News? What the fuck?
First of all, people are signing contracts to work on True News?
I've signed a 3-year deal to be third banana on True fucking News. God, is there that much money?
What kind of cash was Edward Zoll making?
Are we on contracts?
Fifth or sixth banana. Shelby is, but...
Shelby, what's your contract? How long is your contract, buddy? Good girl.
Good girl.
She's like, what?
What's your contract?
And contracts. Like? It was that man that the Lindell security team was watching closely. Now, for the record, the man in question that Edward took into the meeting has been arrested at least 7 times over recent years. Now, more information came to me this morning, and I made the decision to end Mr. Zoll's employment relationship with our church.
So,
with our church?
So this guy, yeah, so this guy apparently tried to sneak his buddy in to the symposium by trying to get him a press pass.
Credentials, that's it?
Under True News, yeah.
Well, who gives a fuck? And
Rick Wiles is.
Is it this big?
Outraged.
Well, listen, just let the guy have credentials. Tell him not to get fucked up and drunk. Is he going to embarrass you? I mean, I wouldn't imagine how. I can't believe we're listening to this. Their contracts?
Apparently,
who's
yeah.
signing?
Rick Wiles
have a,
signing
does he have
contracts.
A lawyer and shit?
Of course he does.
God draws up. What entertainment
Christian lawyer.
Industry are we in the middle of? How much money is there at True News?
It's the Jesus-tainment.
We're better than you. That's our money.
Well, our show?
Fuck you. Oh, well, yes. Yeah. Contracts? Contracts. What's Doc's contract? Tell me right fucking now. I want to see it. Can you find Doc's contract?
Well, I don't know. Maybe,
do you have I look
they
up
may
on
be
IMDb.
Filed somewhere.
IMDb. Look up Doc's contract. I want to see what he gets and how long it is.
Everybody must be shaking in their boots though over at.
I got a 5-year option with a. I got a 5-year.
Now with the firing.
Oh yeah, I got a 5-year agreement. With a 2-year option after the 5 years. Thank God. it's so sad. God, I would be embarrassed if I was Rick Wiles to actually say he was under contract with me. That's so stupid. Okay.
The, what is it? Today's Tuesday.
that story is burying the lead because the lead on that story is those fuckers have contracts at True News that's real. Oh, God, fuck that. Jeez.
The Mormons.
Yes.
Are, really pushing their people to go get the vaccine.
They want
to
fuck. That's why.
Church leaders have recently issued their strongest statement yet, urging people to limit the spread by getting the vaccines and wearing masks.
What?
But some of the people don't think some of these pastors, whatever they call them.
The Mormons, they have pastors or like thought leaders or something.
Yeah, it just says church There's, leader here.
Yes. An elder, perhaps.
But this is Monique Allen. She said she fears it's not enough to convince many families in her congregation who refuse to wear masks and have succumbed to anti-vaccine misinformation.
Then get the fuck out of your dumb church then.
Members of that faith, widely known as the Mormon Church, remain deeply divided on vaccines. Despite consistent guidance from church leaders to mask up and vax up.
Wow, thank you for that. Gosh, deeply divided. You're going to be deeply divided. Some of you are going to be in a landfill and some of you aren't.
65% of Latter-day Saints who responded to a recent survey said they're totally into the vaccine.
Yay!
15 say they're hesitant. 19 say they won't. So that's right. 34%
haven't
gotten and might probably won't.
How embarrassing.
Meanwhile, 56% of white evangelical Protestants, worse.
They're not?
Are acceptors.
What is
that's
that?
Less than the Mormons. It's 9 points Jesus less than the
Christ.
Mormons. But Catholics are almost 80%.
Yeah, vaccinated.
Yeah.
Well, again, these people, they'll do whatever. The Catholics will do whatever you tell them. They're drunk. They're tired. All they want to do is sit around and wait for somebody to diddle. You know what I mean?
So her daughter at their temple in Wisconsin, Mormon in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Asked her daughter asked why nobody's wearing masks at temple, and she told her daughter that Jesus would wear a mask. Of course Christ would wear a mask. Of course he would get vaccinated because he's a loving person. And that's the only way you can take care of people these days is doing these simple things. Well, that's a good mom.
That's nice. Is everybody wearing the magic underwear?
But they talk about how the common perception is that Mormons are, you know, they snap to whatever the church, those ancient Skeksis church leaders say.
Yeah.
But
not the case.
They're
COVID.
Yeah.
But this isn't good, though. This is a bad thing.
Yes.
They should be concerned. Because in the Mormon faith, you're born, you waddle about, you do all this Mormon bullshit, then you die, you go to Mormon heaven, and then bam, you're in charge of a planet. So you want to...
Well, if you're the lucky 100,000 that make it.
What do you mean? They only get...
Isn't it only like 100 or 150,000 that are going to make
it? That's bullshit. So then, you know, you're 151,000, you're like, oh, where's my planet?
Like, wasn't there a number? Yeah.
You don't get a planet. What do I get?
And aren't there millions of Mormons? So, some people are just fucked. What happens if you don't get a planet?
They give you something else. You're going to rule over this asteroid.
You get one of those little tote bags and thanks for playing.
You get a moon with some moss. Be benevolent.
This is...
It is genocide, Mark. There have been vaccines that have been taken off the market with just 50 deaths.
Since you mentioned Mark Taylor, this is Mark Taylor and Chris McDonald on the McFiles show, of course. Mark Taylor, firefighter prophet. On his side of the screen, he's in his room. He's wearing his Trump 2020 hat. I think it says 2020.
Is his face slathered in ivermectin?
He's got his headphones on and his hat, his glasses.
Hey.
And then, of course, Chris McDonald's on the right side of the screen in his frame. And he's got a couple of American flags behind him.
Perfect.
That's been taken off the market with just 50 deaths. How many thousands have we had die from this vaccine already?
A ton.
Well, we're not going to really even know.
And they're hiding that number. They're hiding that number. The CDC's hiding that number.
They're hiding that number.
They're hiding that number?
The people that have died from the vaccine because we don't have it.
They're hiding that number.
They're doing a great job of it.
Boo.
Hiding it so well that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and they can't even get their narrative right, Mark. One day the vaccine saves you. The other day they're saying even with the vaccine you're not safe. Then they're saying a booster shot in September. Then they told us for a year that the mask helped us, and now that don't even matter. And now
whoa, who says masks don't matter?
Well, probably another self-proclaimed prophet.
And this is a lie also about all this bullshit.
Dang.
Everything he's saying. Well, you know, the vaccine was going to save you, and it's not. Well, yeah, the vaccine. We still the numbers are overwhelming. The vaccine helps. And you need to fucking get your vaccine, you assholes.
You know how I think about it? We're all in a bad situation. And what do you want to do in a bad situation? You want to find a way to help yourself.
Drink?
After you're done drinking and taking all the drugs, you want to do something to help yourself. And the vaccine kind of helps yourself, right? It helps you fight this thing.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah.
It's like, we have all these, you know, you can do laser surgery, you can do all this bullshit medically that's amazing. We can't get backwards dumb fucks to take a vaccine. But there's no other choice, really. Ivermectin's not a real choice. I mean, unless you're incredibly fucking stupid, right?
Oh, right.
Then it's a great choice. Just get vaccinated.
There's no evidence.
I got my booster. Fuck you. Get your booster. I got three. Catch up, you motherfuckers.
Well, I mean, we do have those great monoclonal antibody stations that the governor set up.
Stations?
Yeah, throughout the state.
Where are they?
Did you see the pictures? There was a horrible picture of a woman lying on the floor at this place waiting for hours to try to get her monoclonal antibodies.
I went to Publix.
I know where the closest one is to us.
Where do we go? I want it.
Fort Walton Beach.
Okay. Do you have to have it to get it?
Yes. You have to be diagnosed.
But you get the vaccine.
And
you
go get
it.
Well, no. If you're starting to feel symptoms, you should go get the monoclonal antibodies.
But I got the vaccine.
It doesn't matter. Because it's not a magic shield. It greatly increases.
I know it's not a magic shield, but
but like in Dungeons and Dragons, the monster can roll a critical. And the COVID can roll a crit and get through all your defenses and still make you sick and make you die. There are breakthrough.
But I thought if you had the vaccine, your breakthrough infection wouldn't be to the point of, I better go get this monocloidal bullshit.
The odds are much better for that.
That you don't need it.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
But the odds are not zero that you will get sick.
Yeah. But still, I mean, it's still worth it to get your vaccine.
If you do start getting sick, the monoclonal antibodies are, you need to take them early.
But still get the vaccine.
Oh, undoubtedly. Sure. But I mean, if you're in Florida you're near one of, if you want to go sit for hours and went around to Ron DeSantis' monoclonal antibody. But that's the shit that Rudy got, that Trump got.
All the insurrectionist bitches, they all got that. I understand.
This is DeSantis trying to say, oh, I'm a man of the people. Look at, I'm making it available to everyone.
But if you're going to do that, then why not push the vaccine? It's the same end goal, right? The goal is to not have COVID.
He's recommending people get vaccinated.
Recommend it.
He just doesn't want mandates, and he doesn't want any passports, and he certainly doesn't want kids to.
I want that. I got my vaccine card. It's got all three shots on it. I want to show. I would love that. These places you can go. It's like, let me in and let all these fuckers stay out fucking side. You dumb fucks, drown in the virus. You fucks. I got mine.
They're starting with the insurance, though. Some employers are now saying, hey, we're going to charge you $200 a month extra.
Anti-vaxxer?
If you don't get vaccinated for your insurance. Because I think I saw an estimate. It was like it costs a company $50,000 for if somebody goes in the hospital and gets the corona. Yeah.
Tell you, man, it's like we're all just trying to get back to normal, but it ain't normal. And we all got to get vaccinated because we're all stupid. A lot of us are stupid fuckheads. If you're a stupid fuckhead, this is what you do. Don't even think about it too much. Go to a store like a Publix or a Walmart. Don't wear sleeves. You rarely do. Show up there. Have someone stick you in the arm and go back to being a dumb fuck. That's good advice, isn't it? God.
Stop being a dumb fuck is
no, no, no. You don't even
pretty
have to
universal
stop.
Good advice.
You don't even have to stop. You can just continue to be a dumb fuck. Go to Walmart, pull up your sleeve, some smart person sticks you, and then you can go back to being a dumb fuck 24/7.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a great life. What's up?
I'm clutching my chest. Ann Coulter, trending.
Passed away.
No. Get this tweet. Trump, all caps, repeatedly.
Yes.
Demanded that we bring our soldiers home, but only President Biden had the balls to do it.
What?
Here are a few of Trump's wuss, BS, I mean masterful, in quotes, tweets. And she lists all of his tweets saying that we've got to get out of Afghanistan.
Right. Okay. Well, I definitely don't understand this.
And she retweeted Biden's speech saying it was a magnificent speech for anyone not blinded by partisan politics or obsessed with sending Americans to die in forever wars all over the world.
Listen, you Nazi
What's
fuck.
Happening?
What are you up to?
Yeah, what are you up
I
to?
I see through this. I don't give a fuck what you say. You're a fucking Nazi. Please, go fuck yourself.
She did break with Trump with the immigration.
Yeah.
Though, that was really pissed her off.
She nearly like
and
pulled
some
a muscle
of the war stuff.
Doing the Heil Hitler salute that one time, though.
That was Laura Ingraham.
Who's this?
Ann Coulter. The Coltergeist.
Well, we hate her too.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Nazi?
Yeah, horrible human being.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Racist.
Who do I apologize?
Virulently anti-immigrant and stuff like that. But God, who's she's worse? On the right side on this one. It makes me crazy.
Who do I apologize to? Laura Ingraham or Ann Coulter?
Neither of them. They're both fucking scumbags.
Assholes. Oh, look, hi. I'm Ann Coulter. I said something decent for the first time in years. Is everybody supposed to suck your fucking dick? I mean, come on.
So there you go. The Ann Coulter. Freaking everyone out online.
She likes me on drugs. That's all I can think. She took a
well, liberal heads exploding.
I got my monoclonal antibody and my vaccine and my ivermectin. I think Biden is a great president and he's doing the right thing in Afghanistan.
Don't make me retweet Ann Coulter.
Yeah. Don't retweet Ann Coulter. We don't.
Screen cap that shit. Yes, when they're assholes. Don't retweet them. Don't help them. Yeah.
And don't forget who they are is when they say nice shit. She's not nice.
Oh my God. Prosecutors have charged a New Jersey woman who goes by the name Anti-Vax Mama on Instagram. She's now been charged with conspiracy to sell hundreds of fake COVID vaccination cards.
Oh my God. I mean, that's crazy. You know what's easier than getting a... God, I just got my card updated. You just go there and someone sticks you and it does it. You know what hurts worse than the stick? The swab of cold alcohol on your skin. It's like, oh, it's chilly. And they stick you.
Dying on a ventilator.
Yeah, there you go.
Probably more.
I mean, just instead of getting your fake card, go get your real fucking card. God damn it, you fucks. I mean, who sells this and how do you get it anyway?
What?
The fake card. I mean, how do you...
Well, I don't know. You talk to creepy anti-vaxxers. You go online and you say, wow, I'd really like to get one of those fake cards, and you'll get 20 DMs.
But you go to the store and you fill out a form. It's barely a form. And then you say, I need my second shot. Boom. They get third shot.
And then you have Bill Gates' semen running around in your veins.
Ooh, it's running around.
And they killed the dead baby juice that they use.
Listen, that semen, that Bill Gates semen is super fast and it's hard to catch.
In your lattes.
In the lattes.
They don't do not watching the news. Turn the TV off and become neighbors. Become neighbors again. Because this is what Hitler wants.
Okay.
This is a school board meeting.
You want to become a neighbor with that guy?
A father.
Oh, good.
Walks in wearing a hazmat suit. And saying, this is what they want us to do. This is what they want to do to our kids. This is what Hitler wants.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. You don't know what Hitler... What does Hitler want? It's what Hitler wants.
Hitler, where? They don't do nothing. They don't do nothing. Yes. 1985, outbreak. There was a monkey with a virus. They wore hazmat suits. E.T.
That's
E.T. came down. They quarantined the whole house. They had hazmat suits on. What do you have, short-term memory loss? Because I think yous do. First of all...
Because I think yous do. This is Springfield, Pennsylvania. What do you got, short-term memory loss? Because I think yous do.
An outbreak! A monkey! They had suits in E.T. too! Right. It's a movie!
So this is... The masks don't work. They came in hazmat suits.
Yeah. Is Dustin Hoffman making extra royalty checks now? I mean, damn.
Bro, they all OSHA certified those masks? Are they certified by the FDA, the CDC, and everybody else? No, this is right here. And I got air coming through. It's air purification system through 3M. Okay? This is what you wear in an outbreak. This is what you wear if this was so bad, okay? So I have a little girl that comes to my house every day. Last year, they all went back. That was great. Everybody went back. And that's your choice. We all went back. We all wore masks last year, right? Everything went smoothly. That was fine. But now the year's changed. Numbers got better, right? Numbers got better in June, July.
Anyway. This guy is wearing... He looks like Dustin Hoffman in Outbreak. He's got the whole hazmat with the oxygen tank and everything.
I tell you, geez, this guy.
This is what Hitler wants. This is Hitler wants everybody divided. If we all stay divided, who wins? Hitler wins.
Is that real lines?
Yeah.
Well, so in June we passed the safety program where it was going to be optional. Okay. So let's go back to optional. If the numbers are there and everything's low, let's go back to optional. Because my kid's going in the sixth grade. You know what sixth grade teaches? Spanish. Okay, remember taking a language in the high school? Remember taking a language in grade school? You need to see the teacher's mouth. You need to see the expression.
You know, my kid's taking Spanish.
You know, I don't know.
You need to see the teacher's mouth.
I don't know about this, but this guy has kids. I don't know. I don't know. How well is your kid doing in school and seeing the teacher's mouth? I don't know. Is that going to push him over the top to MIT or something like that? Yeah, I might be better. Oh, sure. to not get the virus.
Pressure. So guess what happens if my daughter goes to take Spanish and she can't see the teacher teaching them the mouth movements? They don't learn. So guess what we fall under? And I'll give you history here. 1919. Know what those masks caused? Bronchial pneumonia. That's what killed most.
That's just bullshit.
That's disturbing. Bronchial pneumonia.
1990. You know what those masks caused? Bronchial pneumonia.
People in the Spanish flu. Okay. Third of all, let's get back to the kids. Okay, my little girl next door, a friend of mine, she was in my house for 3 days. Went back to school. Guess what? She had COVID. She was in my house for 3 days. We didn't know it. I didn't get it. My wife didn't get it. My daughter didn't get it, who was playing with her for 3 days. It's not a super spreader. What you all should do is stop watching the news, turn the TV off, and become neighbors. Become neighbors again. Because this is what Hitler wants. Hitler wants everybody divided, okay? And I see you waving your hands. You don't want me as a neighbor, that's fine. But that's the problem. We're all divided. So if we all stay divided, who wins? Hitler wins, okay?
Okay. People are waving at him like, shut up when he goes for Hitler.
Hitler wins.
Like, get off the stage. Okay. He's like, oh, you don't want me as your neighbor. All right.
That's what they say, though. They always say, well, he's dividing the country. They're dividing the country.
Obama divided the country because he was black.
He also suggested there might have been racism.
And he was really black.
That's true. But the thing is, I want to be divided from guys like that. I mean, I don't need to be one with super spreader. What is this guy, a prophet even? Or is he just some fuck?
No, he's a father who lives in somewhere in Pennsylvania, showing up at a school board meeting in a hazmat suit.
You're a dad.
To make his point.
Oh, God. That
my daughter.
We are in dystopia.
My daughter, she didn't want me to come here tonight.
Hey.
This is what we're dealing with, everybody.
Stupid fuckers.
I like that clip because it's, you know, for once, it's not somebody going like this and talking.
Hey.
We got Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's not all the Florida.
Anti-mask idiot.
I got to tell you, man, it's just disturbing that these people are. Why are you at school boards doing this? I mean, this is about your child's education.
This is what's happening everywhere.
It's
at these
showboating.
School boards.
It's insane.
We played that clip of that guy's running for governor, the Republican, who said
right.
He's going to take 10 big strong men's with him and go to the next school board meeting. And if they decide don't decide to rescind their mask mandate, he's just going to overthrow them and tell them they can leave.
Didn't some school systems put up a mask mandate and DeSantis punished him?
I think he's trying. I think that's being litigated, but there's still like the four or five biggest counties here.
Yeah.
Which and I think it's Broward. I think it's Broward is bigger than is like the second biggest school district in the nation.
Broward has Miami, right?
One of them. Yeah.
I mean, this is a big serious city. It's not like a Northern Florida city.
Right.
You know. It's serious. It's serious, and it's too serious for Ron DeSantis.
Well, yeah.
Way too serious.
Much is.
A lot. Connect Four, way too serious. The game Battleship, way too serious.
Casual racism, though.
Perfect for him.
Exactly.
He's perfect for casual. Speaking of, look, there's a truck with a thin blue line flag. God, those fucking flags are all over the fucking place. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, you. Okay? You're what Hitler wanted.
For some reason, we care.
Yeah.
And it's a headline at WISN in Wisconsin.
Ooh.
This is... it still baffles me and amazes me that he was the Speaker of the House. Paul Ryan...
Ooh, yeah.
The former Speaker of the House.
Yay.
Who is, I'm sure, doing some nipple polishing of his own to get
Absolutely.
Ready to run for president in 2024.
Shit, yes, Pat. 24 fucking 7 in this bitch.
But I don't know exactly if he's going to get the base.
Damn.
Because This is...
We begin with that rare interview with former Congressman Paul Ryan. It happened just hours after Republicans in Madison approved a forensic audit of Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election. The former House...
Now, by the way, the Republicans have approved one of these ridiculous audits.
Forensic audit.
Speaker telling our Kent Wainscott tonight...
Tonight,
there should be no question that President Donald Trump lost.
Mm-hmm. President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. Even as Wisconsin...
There you go.
How is this news? I understand this. You know Biden won.
He says it was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear. Says Paul Ryan.
Right. No, Paul Ryan, what are we supposed to do? Paul Ryan said something that's relatively sane. Do we all suck his dick or something? Because he's not a...
But does that maybe mean he's not running in 2024? Because if he were, do you think he would be saying that? And alienating the lunatics?
He's old. He's young enough to run in 2028.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
You think he's just like saying, taking some time off?
I don't
making
know.
That board money on over at Twitter.
I think he's been working out a lot. I think he's been focusing on his photo shoots and his modeling career. I think he's probably, sitting on those Peloton bikes all fucking day. His endorphins are moving. He's having some epiphanies about how he can punish poor people if he were president or Speaker of the House again. He was Speaker of the House.
Oh, he's on the board of Fox News. Fox Corporation, I mean, I forgot about that.
Yay! That's got to be a good gig, right?
He has since joined the faculty of the University of Notre Dame.
Oh! Shame on Notre Dame!
As professor of practice, I don't know what that means, for the 2019-20 academic year.
We're practicing.
That was a year ago. And legal. As a guest lecturer in political science and economics.
Here's Paul Ryan's economics, everybody. We're going to tax the shit out of poor people and then not rich people. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys ready for the exam?
He's still got residual boner from that tax break that they gave to the rich people with Trump.
Oh, he liked that?
That was his deal. Oh, yeah.
He loved it.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember,
he's an Ayn Rand fapper.
Oh, that's right. He's a Nazi. Is he racist?
Of course.
Yeah. What the fuck am I asking?
A white guy from Wisconsin?
Sorry, guys, but yes.
A white Republican from Wisconsin?
Hey, welcome to Bean Snappers.
Come on. Bean Snappers. There's two people listening that understand that.
They're like, hey, we're there.
Oh, he's talking about Appleton, Wisconsin. I know, Bean Snappers.
It'd be so funny if somebody messaged from Bean Snappers. We're a big fan, guys. Thanks for the mention.
we're
really great for business. You've been packing in these mentions, and people just fucking flock in for the, Crab Diving told us to come here. Go to Bean Snappers, everybody. Are they closed or still open?
They were open. I mean, I don't know if they're open now because of the COVID. But...
Hey, Bean Snappers, give us a coupon code or something. We'll send people to your website to buy tickets or something like that. Enter code CRABS, to get... That's actually a bad code for a strip club. You don't want to enter that one. Crabs.
Yeah, that's
enter code scabies for full entertainment.
I think they're open.
Hell yeah, they're open. In the pandemic.
Bean Snappers Gentlemen's Club in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Woo! Oh my god. They're open during the pandemic though.
Well, they have been. They may reclose, but right now I believe
they can only be open if they serve food.
They're closed on Tuesdays. They'll be open at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, they don't have the lunch crowd anymore?
No, I'm sorry.
I guess.
it's not, we can't, with this economy, we can't support it. A lunch, they offer like an overpriced cheese plate and a...
Yeah, Bean Snapper, support your local gentleman's club. Full nudes.
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, they...
On the 27th, they said, Bean Snappers have a booby full day.
Thank you. Okay.
And they have new wall art.
Oh, do they really?
Bean Snappers, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Welcome
so they're
to Bean Snappers.
I may have been to Bean Snappers once.
Oh, yeah. What is it like? Is it nice? They have food. They have a buffet.
Elsewhere in the news, look at the time fucking flying today.
We have Jell-O with fruit stuck in the inside. Jell-O cubes with fruit inside. Oh, I love that.
I've got, I did the Sidney Powell story. Did that one. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, by the way.
Thanks for shopping on Amazon via the Crab Diving Amazon portal, crabdiving.com, the podcasting app, Spotify, Stitcher. We're there.
The former guy was on OAN.
Yay. This is Nazi news.
And was shitting all over Biden, of course.
Oh, yeah. I love it. He loves it.
But the overwhelming review is that it was a typical wild circular rant.
Yeah.
That says absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
He said, he's taking us out. No, we could have gone out. We could have gone out with great dignity and saving lives and everything else. Nothing to do with it. But the media tried to protect him with that.
Is he Old Man Potter from that movie with Jimmy Stewart about Christmas?
But then he said, when he fell up the stairs three times, he was not in any program. If that was me, it would have been the biggest story for months, career ending.
No, you would have died if you fell up the stairs, Trump. You're right. It would have been different. If you would have fallen
like
off
the toilet paper was one of my favorite moments of his presidency.
Your diaper would have exploded and then you would have had an aneurysm.
It was never on the media, never on mainstream media. His trip. It's okay. You could trip. Gerald Ford tripped, never lived it down. I would go very carefully down the stairs. I don't want to trip. You don't live it down with these people. With him, they never put it on.
No one is going to ever think about Gerald Ford or a lot of other presidents because of you, you motherfucker. Don't you think? I mean, Trump's shittiness. History will look back on Trump and it'll be like, wow. This guy was nuts. Nobody's going to think about Gerald Ford because of you. Who the fuck gives a shit about Gerald Ford compared to your crazy ass motherfucker? He's comparing himself to Gerald Ford.
I got 75 million votes. I had the media totally against my outside of your... Wait, I had the media totally against my... Outside of yourself and a few others, I had the media... Oh, against me. Oh, he had to suck away and dick. No one has seen anything like it. I had the vicious Democrats, communist socialists, call them whatever the hell they are, or they impeach you if you sneeze. And they're just vicious what they do. I had big tech against me. Oh, God. I was told you can't win if you have big tech. I had 75 million votes, more than any sitting president has ever gotten. They say he had 81. There's no way he got 81.
Okay. I'm going to explain to Trump why the Gerald Ford, I don't mean to obsess about this, but who played Gerald Ford on Saturday Night Live? Who? Do you remember?
Chevy Chase.
Okay, you remember. I don't know who else remembers that, but no one is going to forget what Alec Baldwin did.
Right.
It's prolific. All Chevy Chase didn't did he get was an Emmy trip. For it? He just, all he did was, he got an Emmy playing you. You're such a fucked
nominated,
up fucking
at least, yeah.
president. The guy making fun of you on Saturday Night Live was nominated for an Emmy. Chevy Chase wasn't nominated for an Emmy for playing Gerald Ford. You know, who played Carter back in the day? It was Dan Aykroyd once. Nobody remembers. Everybody's going to remember you, motherfucker.
So there you go, Trump.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, I guess you can...
Nothing to do with it, but they're trying to protect him on that. When he fell up the stairs, he actually was falling up the stairs three times. It was not on any program. If that would have been me, it would have been the biggest story for months. It would have been like career ending. It was never on the media. It was never on the mainstream media. His trip. It's okay. You can trip. Gerald Ford tripped. By the way, he never lived it down. In fact, I would go very carefully down those stairs. I don't want to trip because.
Is he sound slurry?
Yeah. He's sounding happy right now. You hear that? He sounds
slurry, but he sounds a little slurry.
He sounds manic.
He never lived it down. In fact, I would go very carefully down those stairs. I don't want to trip because you just don't live it down with these people. With him, they never even put it on. Two things. Why do they protect them? And with Biden, there's nothing to protect. The people get it. Ultimately, the people get it.
The people get it. Right. Ultimately, the people get it.
The people that get it also get that they need to put ivermectin on their penis before they go to parties so they don't get COVID. The people that get it also think that Sidney Powell's, makes sense.
And he's the guy who secretly got vaccinated, by the way.
Trump got vaccinated. He got the jab. And then when he got sick, he got the special shit to get over it.
Yeah.
And when you... Sometimes when I see these people at these rallies, it pisses me off because it's like, it always pisses me off. But it's like, don't you understand that this man wouldn't talk to you? This guy wouldn't give a fuck about you.
He doesn't want
to.
If
you were drowning, he wouldn't even notice. He doesn't care. He doesn't. I wouldn't even say that he doesn't like you.
You were right. I mean, he claims he does, just for them, but. That's another part of another big lie is that these people actually believe he's some billionaire man of the people. He's one of them.
He's not a billionaire, right?
He might be, and if you count the assets.
Is he going to be a billionaire after the DOJ is done with him?
God, I hope not. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Anything, any news about him getting indicted, or are we just sitting around waiting? God.
No.
What's everybody doing at the DOJ right now?
They're so busy.
Is there not a
list? There's so much going on.
Is there not a list?
So much of this Trump shit they're going through.
Hey, who's our...
Merrick Garland?
Is there not a sticky tab on your computer screen that says arrest Donald fucking Trump? Damn! Get to it, motherfucker!
Meanwhile...
They wanted to lock Hillary up for nothing, and then we have Trump, there's all kinds of things! Jesus!
I hate to stick to Florida news, but...
Yay. We're dark red on every map. That's shitty.
Miami Herald has a news story.
Yay!
As the Delta variant spreads through Florida, data published by the CDC suggest that this could be the most serious and deadly surge in COVID-19 infections since the beginning of the pandemic.
Hell yeah! Oh yeah, good news.
However, as cases ballooned in August...
Yes.
The Florida Department of Health.
So this is good news.
Changed the way they reported the death data to the CDC.
Oh, I see.
Giving the appearance of the pandemic being in decline. Analysis of Florida data by the Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald have found.
Wow.
So they were fudging. They changed their reporting.
Ha 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 ha. Just make it look like we're not in a pandemic when we are.
On Monday, for example, the Florida death data would have shown an average of 262 daily deaths reported to the CDC over the previous week had the health department used its former reporting system. Instead, the Monday update showed 46 new deaths over this previous 7 days.
Hold on a second. 46 as opposed to 260-ish. Okay.
Yes.
That is a difference of... 220. That's a lot.
So
that's a significant mistake.
They say the data, the death data now show a quote artificial decline, and without explanation or context, it would look like we're doing better than we are.
that's just who we are. I'm sorry. Throughout this whole pandemic, Florida has always said we're doing better than we are.
Oh yeah,
that's what we think. And living in this state with this government, it's like, are we in a pandemic? You're like, well, do you want to be? Do you want to be in a pandemic? You don't have to be. We can lie and you're not in a pandemic.
They referred to unexplained changes in data reporting as statistical sleight of hand.
What?
Designed to confuse the layperson. When the numbers are presented in a flattering light, an expert will generally be able to see through the dazzle quite quickly.
Right.
But still, the truthful yet deceptive framing of numbers is a serious problem.
Yeah. The truthful, I'm sorry, what did they say?
Truthful yet deceptive framing of numbers.
They're lying! We're saying all fancy, we're saying lying, but in very fancy ways. It's lying, they're lying, about the fucking numbers.
And that's here in Florida.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Okay.
I'm sure it's not happening in Texas.
Fuck you.
Or Mississippi.
Or like Alabama, perhaps.
Sure.
Shit. I mean, you know, do we need hazmat suits?
Not yet.
I got my booster, motherfucker. Fuck coronavirus. I got my booster. Three. I got three.
You can still catch and give.
But I got three.
Yes.
Okay. I'm in the upper percentile.
Still have to mask up.
Come at
indoors.
Me. I have three.
Still supposed to mask up.
How many indoors. You got? How many do you have?
Even after the boosters, we're supposed to mask up.
Yeah, yeah.
At indoor events.
Right.
Are people masking out in the world? Like at the store and stuff?
No. Like grocery stores?
I see people in the nearby
here.
Store here.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Around here, around this area. But like in Walmart and stuff?
Really?
Fuck no.
Hmm.
Fuck no. Not at Publix. I told you, I was getting my shot today at Publix. My mom and I, we both had our masks on.
Right.
Just sitting around, walking around without our masks on. I'm getting my fucking shot. One guy's looking at me. Quit staring at me, motherfucker. I'm getting my booster. What are you doing?
Look at that Biden voter.
Just get your bullshit out of Publix and get out of my fucking face. I'm thrice vaccinated. Thrice.
Meanwhile, some of these motherfuckers, this is out of Georgia.
Yes.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Oh, yes.
That's
the major paper there.
Is they're being besieged. They're getting the headlines out of the last press conference from Governor Brian Kemp.
Ooh.
Focused on thousands of Georgia National Guard troops he's preparing to deploy to help the hospitals fight the pandemic.
That sounds serious, doesn't it?
But it was Dr. Kathleen Toomey who stopped everyone in their tracks when she revealed that several vaccination drives and sites were disrupted. One was forced to shut down by anti-vax protesters.
Oh my, this happened in Los Angeles. Dude, this happened in LA. They were doing shots at the motherfucking Dodger Stadium.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people blocked the street.
Yeah, that's because it's such a shitty way to get there.
Really is. That stadium getting there sucks. Fucking sucks.
Yeah,
but that's crazy.
The Toomey says she's the state's top health official there in Georgia.
Shit, yeah.
She says that her public health staff have been harassed, yelled at, threatened, and demeaned by the same members of the public they're trying to help.
Right.
In one South Georgia county, the anti-vaxxers tracked down public health employees through social media.
Shut the fuck up.
And harangued them with messages of hostility and misinformation about vaccines.
Damn. Harangued? Quit haranguing people.
It's one event in North Georgia
was
a mobile vaccination event, but they canceled it because an organized group of people showed up to harass and name call the public health workers. These are people that are just there giving shots to people.
Hey, are we, what the fuck? Can we not?
No.
Wait. Somebody's going out doing vaccines and a group of people try to disrupt it. Why is that allowed to happen? What the fuck? Is there not anyone there?
Where
to say,
are the
hey,
police?
Get the,
yeah.
Where are the cops?
Dragging these assholes away.
Quit planting crack in people's car, you fucking cops, and do your motherfucking job. Protect these people giving out shots. God damn. That's insane.
Kemp says he's preparing to deploy as many as 2,500 National Guard troops.
Jesus.
To help the overstretched hospital staffs with non-medical duties. He also announced that state employees who are vaccinated will be eligible for a well-being incentive in the form of a $150 Visa gift card.
Give me a fucking gift card. I got three vaccinations. One, two, three. I want $150 per vaccination. Where's my shit? He's begging these people to get vaccinated. I went and did it. I want my shit. Don't you want your shit?
I don't need shit. I'm okay.
No.
There's other people who need shit more than me.
We did the right thing. And the people that didn't do the right thing, they get $150 gift cards.
Right.
Fuck that. Fuck it. We stayed in. We did it all.
No, they do.
And now what?
No, they did the right thing.
They finally got vaccinated.
It's for state employees who are vaccinated.
Right. Oh, okay.
They're giving them each $150 Visa gift card.
Okay. Well, I still want one.
You're going to go work for Brian Kemp in Georgia?
Hey, Florida, I'm vaccinated. Give me my $150. Don't you appreciate that? You're vaccinated. You're not part of the fucking problem.
I don't have three, though. I'm not.
You have two.
I'm still a.
You're going to have three. Go tomorrow. Go
possible spreader.
Fucking tomorrow. Go do it tomorrow. You can go walk right up. Just need your card. You go to Publix. It doesn't fucking matter. They don't give a shit. They'll stick you anywhere.
I guess we're just about done. It's probably pointless to play this asshole, but
who is this?
My name is Melissa. I have two daughters in the school system. These are demonic entities, and we need to stick together. Remember, we have authority in Christ Jesus. These are demonic entities, and all the school boards of all the United States of America, and all of us Christians will be sticking together to take them all out. All the police officers that kick us out for our First Amendment right will also be going down with them. Do you understand?
Oh, I'm going to call my Jesus magic down on everybody, and even the police officers that are throwing us out are going to get fucked up.
Do you understand? And she said at the end, do you understand?
Out. All the police officers that kick us out for our First Amendment right will also be going down with them. Do you understand? I'm a nurse, infectious disease, 13 years. Masks don't work. These doctors that sit up here that were sneering at us and looking at us like we're scumbags, they need to go back to fucking medical school.
Ma'am, you're
back
out of
to
order.
Fucking
please.
Medical school.
This is your last warning.
This is your last warning.
She's at a school board meeting.
And yeah, and she must have said something before because that's her next warning.
Oh, yeah. What did you say?
This is your last warning.
Oh, they turned her mic on.
Oh, shit.
Communications.
They need to remember, natural immunity is best. You are all demonic entities.
Me,
you are going to be taken down.
Excuse me, ma'am. You've already had your first warning, and this is your last. She cannot speak anymore.
They turned off her mic.
Sorry.
The following individuals, please line up.
No, she's
demonic. You know, these people, used to be, you go to school board meetings and you're like, hey, listen, I got
to. Nobody would go to school board
not now.
I mean, who would
like,
go?
But if you're running going. These things, like, I got to hit the one hitter before I go in there. These people are going to be lit.
Yeah, you are all demonic entities.
Do you understand? Fucking nuts. Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live. And we're always available at your favorite podcasting application at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back at you tomorrow, everybody.
Hula, buddy, ding dong.
I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.